Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News. It is 79 degrees right now in Nashville. We do expect the high today to be right around 101 degrees. That's actual temperature. It feels like we'll be more like 109. And yes, we are still under an extreme heat warning across Middle Tennessee until Thursday evening. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Hundreds turned out last evening to voice their concerns about a planned data center at Fisk University. They want to know what type of environmental impact the facility will have on the North Nashville community. Fisk University President Dr. Eugenia Clark told the packed crowd at Lee Chapel AME Church that not all data centers are created equal. She distinguished what's planned for Fisk from another facility near the Nashville Zoo.
I will tell you that it was the advent of the zoo project that seemed to have triggered an interest in what Fisk was doing, and Fisk had announced what they were doing transparently to everyone 6 weeks ahead of all of a sudden. But this is what is already happening.
Clark says data centers are all over Nashville and that Fisk is modeled after those that are environmentally safe. But she's still not sure what kind of facility it will be or who will fund it. Senator Charlene Oliver is against the proposed data center because she does not know enough about it and is unsure if it will harm her constituents. Some members of the crowd took issue with not being allowed to directly ask questions. Rather, they were directed to write their questions on a card so the moderator could read them aloud. A public hearing about data centers is set to take place July 7th. A Tennessee state senator will take part in a federal meeting about controversial peptide drugs. The unproven chemicals are part of a wellness trend among athletes and influencers and have been praised by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But peptides have drawn warnings from the FDA, which has found them risky. Research has not found evidence that they can build muscle, heal, or help people look younger. Unlike past considerations, the upcoming meeting will feature peptide proponents. Those include East Tennessee Senator and pharmacist Bobby Harshberger. His mother is a member of Congress who has also called for fewer FDA restrictions. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into a vehicle chase last week that ended with officers fatally shooting a man in Knox County. According to a release from the TBI, Knox County Sheriff's Office deputies tried to pull over Andrew Seth Henderlite for reportedly speeding and failing to stay in his lane of travel. They say he didn't stop. The officers chased him for several miles before pulling over. The TBI is investigating what led three officers to open fire on Henderlite, striking and killing him. The TBI will turn over its findings to the 6th Judicial District Attorney, who will decide whether deputies' actions were justified and whether to bring charges. This is the 21st officer-involved shooting that the TBI has been called to investigate so far this year. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.